This is Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jay Schaefer. Independence, Missouri, and Council Grove, Kansas, occupy prominent positions in the history associated with the westward expansion of the United States. As we continue our monthly series commemorating the 200th anniversary of the Santa Fe Trail, we follow the trail from Independence to Council Grove with Josiah Gregg, the author of a book titled Commerce of the Prairies. Originally published in 1844, Gregg's account of his experiences on the trail prompted others to become involved in the Santa Fe trade. Dave Kendall of Prairie Hollow Productions produced this piece for us, and KPR's Jay Schaefer, hey, that's me, narrates excerpts from Josiah Gregg's book. Let's see how I do. For some months preceding the year 1831, my health had been gradually declining. My physicians advised me to take a trip across the prairies. I accepted their suggestion and, without hesitation, proceeded at once to make the necessary preparations for joining one of those spring caravans which were annually starting from the United States for Santa Fe.
Josiah Gregg began his journey from Independence, Missouri, where he'd moved from his boyhood home in Franklin. 10 years after the first successful trading expedition from Franklin to Santa Fe, technological advancements had permitted steamboats to transport people further west on the Missouri River, establishing a new point of departure.
This was the primary and first major landing for travelers coming up by steamboat.
Currently serving as president of the Santa Fe Trail Association, Larry Short lives close to this spot on the Missouri River, where steamboats would unload and travelers would make their way uphill to the bustling community of Independence.
They would come in here and buy their wagons, buy their teams of yoke of oxen. They got their supplies here and they loaded up their wagons here and headed west.
It was on the 15th of May, 1831, that our little party set out from Independence. The general rendezvous at Council Grove was our immediate destination. It is usual for the traders to travel thus far in detached parties and to assemble there for the purpose of entering into some kind of organization for mutual security and defense during the remainder of the journey.
Council Grove had the last stand of hardwood timber between here and Santa Fe. It was a preeminent rendezvous point for many years.
A retired attorney, Ken McClintock, and his wife Shirley operate a small restaurant in Council Grove where they share what they know about the town's history.
In 1829, hostilities were getting to be pretty increased along the Santa Fe Trail west of here, and so that's when they started forming wagon trains here. This was about as far west as you could go safely by yourself or in a small group. And so you'd wait here until you got 50 or 60 wagons to go with you and have some safety in numbers. They'd elect their officers and so forth, establish the order of travel and that sort of thing, and that's how they would move on from Council Grove.
Owing to the delays of organizing and other preparations, we did not leave the Council Grove camp till May 27th. Although the usual hour of starting with the prairie caravans is after an early breakfast, yet, on this occasion, we were hindered till the afternoon. "All's set," is finally heard from some teamster. "All's set," is directly responded from every quarter. "Stretch out," immediately vociferates the captain. Then the hips of drivers, the cracking of whips, the trampling of feet, the occasional creak of wheels. The rumbling of wagons form a new scene of exquisite confusion. "Fall in," is heard from headquarters, and the wagons are forthwith strung out upon the long inclined plain, which stretches to the heights beyond Council Grove. This story is part of a larger documentary project about the Santa Fe Trail. You can learn more by logging on to prairiehollow.net or search for Prairie Hollow Productions on Facebook. Dave Kendall is the producer of the Santa Fe Trail documentary. He'll also be serving as the master of ceremonies for the next Symphony in the Flint Hills, scheduled for June, just outside of Council Grove. Learn more at prairiehollow.net. For Kansas Public Radio, I'm Jay Schaefer.